advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Hey.
Shows that we're live. I don't know if there's sound. We'll see if people tell us there's no sound.
I have an update on my phone here later.
Oh, a software update in the middle
Remind
of that
me
shit.
Later.
Me too. Wow.
Here we go. Right on the camera.
The magic of technology.
It's great.
Man, that was bad timing. All that preparation, that happened like right then.
My phone froze up.
Yeah. Can everybody hear us? If anybody's listening, we'll see.
I don't know.
All right.
Nobody's on here.
I know. So, no, I think there's four people on there.
My phone's frozen.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a special edition. It's a bonus special edition.
Yes.
Of the podcast.
Yes.
My hologram is sitting here.
That's correct.
We have Dave, Orange Cock, and...
No, my cock is not orange. You've crossed a line.
Just the crotch.
Right.
In general. Oh, yeah, it's like the area surrounding it.
Yes.
And I visualize... You with the
it's
carrots. More,
it's like a light tan. Yeah. You've seen it.
I forget. I've seen so many.
I mean, the light is glaring, so it's, you know, it happens.
Can you guys hear us, just for the record? There's like a 30-second delay. I'm just making sure. They should be able to hear us. If they can't, we're fucked. Yeah. I don't know how to overcome it.
Because, no, we'll just shut this shit down.
Yeah.
So we went live, and how you get that is you got to be a $10 or more patron.
Correct.
So we're working into video. We have video camera thingies, little thingies here. They do video.
Mm-hmm. It's like a camera.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I understand. It's like a camera, but it's like a, instead of still motion, it's like a video camera.
It moves. Right. It's a motion picture camera.
Right.
And then we brung the internet all the way from wherever the internet's
from. I brung
from.
It.
Yeah.
Technically, I brung
you
it
did.
All the way from upstairs.
Brung it.
It's down here and it's on our wall. It's like a white roach hanging there.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're using iPhone 5s for cameras. I utilized a bunch of old electronics junk. We have an iPad running the main software and then iPhone 5s on microphone stands with crazy little Amazon.
So let me get this straight. The motion picture cameras mm-hmm. are actually phones.
They are.
Bunch
but
of phones.
They're iPhones.
They are. They are. They have eyes on them.
Why don't you get banana phones?
The cameras aren't as good, honestly, dude.
And there's a yellow tint. Well, and the banana phones just came out. They're super expensive.
They are. They're hard to find. And the cameras are 0 pixel.
It's like $1.99 a bundle for a bunch of banana phones.
Yeah.
So these were free.
That's true. These were a lot cheaper than a banana phone.
And if you're wondering how we got iPhones for free, it's because we're the shit.
That's right.
So
I'm not even gonna look at this. Like Dave said, there's 46 comments. I'm gonna ignore you guys because I won't be able to do the show if I look at that shit. That's a lot of comments.
Mine's
I can't like
up.
Them all. I can't keep up. So
mine's not even working. Stupid Samsung.
Resetting. So happy Thursday for those of you who exist outside of the time stream. Happy live streaming for those of you who exist in the time stream.
Yeah.
And as always, thank you, El Yucateco, for being awesome and giving us hot sauce and mm-hmm. flying us to Chicago. We will be there on December 9th.
Yep.
In the afternoons at House of Blues. So check us out. Hit us up if you want to come out there and see us.
There's an event. And you can go on there and say you're going to go and not show up like most of you.
Yeah, you can. So. And of course, as we give as a preamble for all of our bonus episodes, this is not a regular episode. Our regular episodes, we do a bunch of research and we talk about things as a warning. Tomorrow's episode, I have a feeling we'll get very heated and we'll argue at each other.
Maybe.
I predict that as well.
Yeah.
I think you're a government puppet on that episode. That's what I'm predicting. I'm just saying. I don't know for sure.
It's a good prediction.
But, so anyway, I know we normally don't plug El Yucateco, but I had a spectacular dinner the other night with mm-hmm. Brandon Enoch's mother.
Oh.
And a beautiful lady inside, not on the outside. She looks just like him with long hair.
Yeah. Unless he's pink on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And slippery.
But I had the turkey dinner and she had my cock. it was fabulous.
Yeah.
Wow. It was fabulous.
So unlike our normal shows, in this one, we answer questions that are posted. And I'm like, Brent always talks about the fact that he can't ever remember daily details. I can't ever remember where these fucking questions are.
It's really easy, man. It's just under our privates, Facebook group.
Our privates.
Yeah. It's under our privates. If you lift your sack, you will find them there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every week I post, the last week's questions and answer episode in our private Facebook group, the, unofficial SK Ultra group. And, they're color coded, Dave. So each week it's a different color. So whatever color you see on the website, that will be the corresponding one. I generally just search bonus.
I'm really just asking so other
generally searching
bonus because I won't remember this next Sunday.
I just search bonus in the group and it comes up, and then you can see the date to tell which one's most recent. But yeah, we have you guys post the questions for the upcoming episode under that post.
Right.
So as easy as I said that was, that sounded very complex when I tried to explain it.
So look for that, and then what I do to find it is,
so if I can confuse you anymore, we just search peanut butter.
I use a custom search engine that is called BrentDirtCheap.com, and I text Brent on Sunday and say, where the fuck are the questions?
And I say, I already took care of it. They're printed out waiting right here.
Right.
That's how it
works. I already forgot what we're doing this episode. I don't even know.
I can't help but look at the fans. They're saying mashed potatoes. Someone said Brad looks cute live. Someone wants to know if they're cheesy privates.
Who cares?
Dave's getting Dave so
don't
mad.
Give a shit.
You keep moving, Dave.
I know I do. I said that before we would start recording. So Travis Page asks the first question. It's a pressing question.
What is it?
Who would win in a fight, John Wick or Neo?
Neo, for fucking sure.
Question.
Hands
Neo,
fucking down.
Fucking
yeah.
End of discussion.
John Wick does like, he does square dancing and then shoots you. That motherfucker do-si-dos.
Yeah.
And like some extravagant jujitsu and then shoots you after you let him do
that's
things.
That's all you need.
And while assailants are waiting to the
He's
side.
Like a quiet Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. That's how you say that.
John Wick is no better than any of the agents that Neo regularly dispatches.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
Yeah, but Neo can fucking fly and stop squiddies with his hand.
That's just
what's John Wick going to do? Shoot a bullet at him?
And he'll stop
it with his brain. Yeah.
Or let it go in him and flex and bend the walls.
Right.
No, I think John Wick's better than that.
But is John Wick Neo? That's the real question.
Ooh.
Mm.
Problems.
Dave's head just blown.
Okay. Next one. It's a targeted question for you, sir, Brad.
Oh. Goody.
From Steve Smith. Brad, are you still into reloading? What calibers do you reload and what kind of press do you use?
I haven't in a while. I have a Lee progressive press. I was doing 9, 5.56, 223, whatever. And then doing 300 blackout. I was also doing 458 SOCOM. That's pretty much it. Cause I was doing for, competition. So I would do 9mm and then, I didn't reload shotgun though. I don't have a shotgun reloader.
Well, 9mm, you measure grains and everything. It gets down to that crazy.
Weigh it.
So I personally have, both an AeroPress and a French press.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually get, Pete's French roast coffee and that's what I load with.
I usually measure
the grains as well.
Yeah, I do
a tablespoon.
I do a quarter cup of the Dunkin' Donuts original roast in my Mr. Coffee. That's what I'm loading up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you, sir?
I do have an AeroPress. I haven't used that thing in a long time. It actually works pretty well, but it's not enough for me. Like I'd have to do it twice. And I just feel like I'm making a pot of coffee and I just make Folgers and whatever kind we got.
But it's delicious.
Yeah. Back to the bullets. If I'm buying bullets, I shoot MagTech pistol ammo. And I don't really have a brand for AR stuff. AR ammo is usually dirty.
Dirty.
Yeah. Just shoot whatever.
So there you go, Steve Smith. Sierra Storm Stalnicker.
Mm-hmm.
What was the
what's a weird name? She's like a stripper and a superhero.
Sierra Storm Stalnicker.
Stalnicker.
I don't know.
Yeah. She tends to horses when she's not fighting crime.
Sierra Storm Horse Stall Licker. What was the first event that made you start looking into conspiracy theories? It's a question for all three of us. For me personally, it was in the probably mid-90s, and I read, Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper, which is like a big conspiracy theory, alien abduction-y kind of a, like, it's pretty fucking wackadoo. Like, if you read it, it gets pretty far out there. But when I read it, it kind of freaked me out. And that was like fucking dial-up modem status. And I remember really kind of tripping balls and wanting to find out stuff. And that was when I started to find stuff on MJ12 and all these crazy like conspiracy chat rooms. And you would like download like shitty JPEGs of, you know, redacted documents. And
is this back on 56K?
Oh, fuck yeah, it was. Oh, totally, yeah. Back on 56K. And it would take forever to download a shitty fucking photo. That? Like probably early 90s.
Oh, you're in 14.
I mean, you got to speak because you're older than us, but I really didn't get, I didn't get into that until 9/11 probably, for sure.
Right.
Like, a shit went down and I was on an Air Force base and got chased with machine guns and shit. So that sort of impacted me and stayed in my memory. And then the events surrounding the follow-up obviously got crazy, the whole inside job thing. And then once I watched Loose Change, that was it, man. Foil hats after that, I was fucked. Yeah, I'm still
Mine was Sandy Hook.
Was it?
Yeah, my guy at work told me he had a video and he's like, I can change your mind in 30 minutes. And I was like, no way. Show me a video. And then I was like, that shit was fucking fake.
Damn it.
Yeah, fucking, it was over from there. And
people get mad about that one.
Yeah, people do get mad
people
about
get mad about 9/11, you know? What about Oklahoma City bombing? Fucking 22 kids died in that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
So three distinct generations of conspiracy theory right there. Megan George.
What the fuck?
I thought I would cover multiple.
Did you say Yorkie?
She's a Yorkie.
She's a human.
Me's
Yorkie.
A Yorkie.
Yeah.
I'm a Yorkie.
Yeah. Megan Yorkie George. What two-part question. What podcast do you guys listen to? What TV shows do you binge on or make a point to watch regularly?
I'm watching Modern Family right now, which surprisingly has some weird fucking, I've never watched it before. And they've got fucking alpacas. They've got pigeons that attack people in multiple episodes.
Is that a cartoon or is it?
No, it's a show. Oh. It's with Al Bundy and fucking
really?
Bunch of, yeah, it's actually, you would like it. It's pretty about family that's fucked up.
I haven't watched it in a couple of seasons, but when I watched it, it was pretty.
But they have a lot of
stuff.
Kids can't
watch the shit, I'm assuming.
A lot of sexual stuff. Yeah. No. My daughters watch it.
Nothing's like super over the top.
My daughters watch it, but you would be in disapproval. So
I think it's fairly tame. I don't know.
It's okay.
It's just a regular. I mean, it's like a fucking ABC sitcom. Yeah. Like, it's nothing.
From season one to like five, it's probably okay. Six and on, it starts getting.
It's coming from Brad, though. I bet I don't want my kids to.
No, it's noticeably different. But you shelter your children. And so.
A podcast? You listen to a podcast?
Nah,
not at all. Not even Jason Ellis anymore.
Nah, I never listened to the podcast.
No. Oh, is it different than the radio show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've listened to podcasts here and there. I don't listen to a podcast. I don't have one to recommend.
To be honest,
I honestly don't. I don't look at podcasts. I don't have time.
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. Like I listen to some of our associated friend podcasts from time to time. I only listen to podcasts if I'm driving out of town.
I live
2 minutes away from my job. I don't really go anywhere. If I'm going out of town, I listen to podcasts and I'll usually listen to those. And I primarily, if I listen to a podcast, I tend to listen to the news. Like I'll download NPR. Last night's news, either usually NBC or CBS or BBC is usually who I go to. I love the news, and even by my standards, NPR and PBS get pretty fucking dull sometimes. But I listen to a lot of news podcasts. I'll even listen to like Frontline or 60 Minutes. Like they have like podcast versions of their show. I listen to a lot of Frontline. It's a really good investigative journalism. I've listened to it as like a preamble to a lot of shows. And I do have to admit, I like the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast because Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I could not get into that.
It depends. It depends on the topic. It depends. Like if it's a, like the first time I listened to it was when Rob Van Dam was on it and I wanted to listen to what Rob had to say. And then I've listened to it a couple of times, but it depends on the topic of the episode. If I'm not really into the topic or if there's not a wrestler I really like that's on the show, I have no interest in listening.
Oh, is it always wrestler based?
No, it's often wrestler based. Yeah. I mean, he lives in LA and anytime there's wrestlers in town, he tends to interview them, but he talks about all kinds of shit. But if I'm not into the topic, I'm not into the episode, but Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. So podcasts, this is not just like a shout out. Literally like Breakers is the only mm-hmm. podcast I've listened to as of late. I've listened to Rogan for years. But to be honest, I've been so busy that I can't even like get to the gym. And that's the only time that
plus
I would listen to
like
podcast.
8 hours long.
Those are 2.5-3 hours, man. And it is tough. You can like drive to San Diego and not finish the podcast. It's fucking crazy. That's the truth. I've done it. Like, you know, but sometimes there's some guests, like there's a couple right now that I want to listen to on Rogan. I just cannot get the time and I want to catch up on Breakers shows. I always catch up on Big Bang Theory. I've been through that a couple times. The Office, we've been through 3 times. And Young Sheldon. I started watching that. Trying to watch Orville, the fucking, the guy.
I haven't watched it.
I have one too that the new season's out. It's Riverdale.
I don't know that one.
You probably won't like that one, Brent, but it's about Archie and fucking Jughead, but they changed it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've tried to be getting some shows lately. I've seen all the Game of Thrones when that came out and just knocked it out. Stranger Things, those are all done and knocked out already.
I think for me, it's probably, I mean, realistically right now, the only two that I still really watch and would binge on would be Walking Dead and Game of Thrones. I think most of the shows that I really love have recently ended their run, so I'm kind of looking for I'll watch other stuff, but there's nothing I really fucking like love and I'm like dying to see, but those two all
without that Bigsby Bear movie watch you guys like weird right shit watch that. That's a good movie.
Oh, that's right, you talked about that before. Kalia Purcell,
I'm not gonna fight it anymore, it just makes it worse.
Would you rather win a lottery or get hired at your dream job?
Win the lottery.
Win the lottery.
Just do my fucking dream
lottery.
Job. Yeah, because you can do your dream
job. We don't have a dream job.
No.
Well, the thing is, if you were qualified to do your dream job anyway, if you won the lottery, then you just start your own deal, right?
Well, my dream job is to be a novelist. And if I won the lottery,
congratulations,
I would still
Dave,
be
by
a
the way.
You know, like to be a self-supporting.
He wants to make money.
No, yeah. I want to make enough money to quit all my regular jobs and just do podcasts and novels. Like that would be ideal. But I would rather win the lottery first because then I would still continue to do both of those things. And then I would be rich, bitch.
That's a faulty question for sure, though, because if you win the lottery, you can probably do your thing. But there is that lottery curse where you're fucked if you win the lottery. Like everybody that ever won the lottery, especially white people, they just fucking, they go crazy and buy a fucking boat and a mansion. Dude, white trash people? No, white trash wins
the
lottery.
Well, white trash people, but so do ghetto. That's just ghetto. That's just being poor. Right. You want to buy everything.
Maybe that's
that
who. Maybe there's a higher percentage of people playing the lottery that are poor.
Yeah. There is, yeah.
And so they win.
Tends to be the majority of people who play.
People who have money don't need to win the lottery.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I saw it turn out well.
And they would pretty much realize it's a bad investment and they're not going to take that fucking gamble.
I spent $20 on lottery tickets. I just lost the lottery.
Speaking of that dude at the fucking coffee shop that had those giant ass lottery tickets.
And he was weird.
He
was
lost
either
money.
So stoned or just like, he was like, we were up in his business. He got fucking weird. He did not want to talk to us.
He had like 8.5 by 11 inch fucking holiday scratchy cards.
They were
cards.
Huge.
They were
dude.
Massive.
They're just $10 ones. They have bigger ones. They have books. Like
really?
They have fucking books. Mark? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy was just like, they're lottery cards.
Yeah.
I was like, how much were they? $10. Like, I'm scratching right now, bro. I was like,
am I confusing you?
Don't harsh my scratch, bro.
Yeah. I was like, left, right, up, down in the corner, bro.
We were harsh at his scratch.
Yeah. You're fucking him up.
Mark Willie, Wiley, Willie.
It's Willie. Mark Willie's.
I know you're all gun owners.
Mark Willies.
What guns do you own? What is your dream gun? Right. You don't have to do the fucking shopping. This one. So I'll just cut to the just second type, half, which is what is your dream gun?
I don't even know. Because once you get one gun, you're good with it for like a few weeks and then you find another one. that you want?
I think my dream gun is a authentic M1 Garand rifle from World War II.
I don't know. I don't have the. Well, you're a World War II guy.
Yeah, I'm a World War II guy. I love that rifle. Nice... I love the, like, and I've seen, like, they remake them and stuff. Yeah. I don't care. I would like an authentic from the trenches.
I guess, like, my gun, I guess you could say the your go-to gun, the one that you dream of, like, I guess that you just want to have, is just, like, a nice, like, concealed carry 1911. Like, lightweight, like, just nice. You know, something that's beautiful that... Mm-hmm. stays beautiful and doesn't get scratched up from carrying.
Right.
I've never got crazy into guns. I never had enough money to like dream of guns and like look at the shopping list. Literally, like 80% of my guns are Brad hand-me-downs. I have a 20 gauge that was Brad's. It was like Brad's grandpa's or some shit. I have a 12 gauge that was also Brad's, and it's sawed off to like the barrel's not blued. And if you put the tape down the barrel, it says 18, but it's fucking sketchy as shit. Like that's up to the cop having a good or bad day, whether he's going to take me away. And then I have a car, a CW9 that I also got from Brad. And then the only gun I didn't buy from Brad that I own is hanging behind us. It's a Ruger 10/22 that I put some ridiculous fucking AR looking kit.
Yeah.
Archangel kit on it. So it looks all crazy, but it's just a 22. Yeah. So I don't have a dream gun. I think it would be badass to have a double barrel, like double hammer, just cause it looks fucking cool.
I've got one.
You have one of those?
It's Spanish.
Yeah.
You know what I really want right now is a 10/22 race gun, like that, and a 1911 22, or it's called a 2211 race gun, like race guns for 22s. Like that's what I want.
That means it's right for speed now. Competition or something?
Yeah, fast shooting. Like I don't have one, but I want to build one.
I would also, I would also like a couple of fucking Old West guns.
Some black
that would
powder.
Be kind of cool.
Like some
just to line
guns?
The bottles up on the old fucking
like
fence.
I'd love a fucking old Winchester rifle.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, those would be cool to have. See, like I like
some
those.
Old revolvers, like some old school.
Yeah,
fucking,
like, I like
cool.
The old Winchesters with the like hexagon barrels. Mm-hmm. But those aren't really my dream guns. Like, I don't know. I every week I have like, I see something new and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like I
probably guitars. If you ask me that, I wouldn't have a dream guitar necessarily. I would get one and be like, but I don't have a blue one.
Yeah.
That's what would fucking happen. Yeah. You know?
Oh, LWRC. I don't have one of those. Yeah. Let me get that. Oh, Seekins. Yes. I want that. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't answer that.
Kylie Fuhr Stack.
Oh, yeah, if you're...
The old German sex pancakes.
That's right, the old sex pancakes. Ask a question to Brent. Brent, would you rather give up Top Ramen? This is going to be a tough question. Would you rather give up Top Ramen or never tell a dick joke again?
Oh.
I would never tell a dick joke for sure. It's not that tough. I don't want to tell dick jokes. I just open my mouth and dicks fall out.
What happens is that you agree upon that and everything's good, right? So you get your Top Ramen, but as soon as you tell a dick joke on accident.
There's dicks in my Top Ramen?
Yeah. No. The Top Ramen just disappears.
Right.
It's non-existent anymore. But you remember.
Like, as soon as you've made one dick joke, you can never have Top Ramen again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
That'd be hard.
Yeah.
Rock hard.
Get it?
All right. So, dick jokes.
I mean, I would like
dick
to think,
jokes
I would like to think I could never make a dick joke again, but I think the ramen would disappear. But I still pick Top Ramen as a try. I would have to try because it's the better choice.
Yeah, it is. James, these fucking names. Jamie Sila Sayagata.
Jesus Christ. Arigato.
Samurai.
What is something that each of you collect and why?
Moles, spores, and fungus. No.
I thought you said moles. Yeah. I thought you turned.
Well, I guess that's easy for me. I have magic cards. So yeah. Dave has magic cards. What else do I collect?
I have gone through some collection
guns?
Things. Brad does that and then changes. Yeah.
Guns, my staples, guns. Magic the Gathering cards. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have any other collection type stuff. Geese? Jiu-Jitsu geese. I do have a lot of those.
Yeah, you have a fucking ton of geese.
My main collection is a comic book collection.
How many comic books do you have?
How much is it worth?
I have really fucking badass comic book shelves like built into the garage that I had a carpenter build in.
Oh, I think you told us about that. Keep everything organized.
Yeah, because you tilt the shelves back slightly so that the books are always laying in in a proper orientation. But I don't know. I have a ton of small boxes. I don't know, but long boxes, a couple small boxes and
long pig,
probably 20, long pig. maybe I don't know, 15 or 20 long boxes, but I would rather, my ultimate collection is, and I haven't been pursuing it, but I want to own a complete run of Uncanny X-Men.
What is Uncanny X-Men?
It's a comic book.
It's just a specific
Uncanny.
It's like
X-Men.
The original X-Men.
It's X-Men.
Because now there's multiple spinoffs and whatever, but like the original X-Men comic was the Uncanny X-Men. And I would like to have a complete run of it. And I'm not I just want a complete run because I would feel good about myself. But if I bought like some dog shit, horrible condition, water stained episode number one, so it didn't cost me like $7,000, it cost like $100. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. At least I know it's in the collection. Like I don't, like I'll often go to like Mile High Comics and buy shit that's like near mint. Which a true like
how much does that cost or something like that? Like what's your most valuable comic book?
I have no idea. I've got a lot of really old X-Men. It's got to be an old X-Men.
We'll give a crazy price. Like
I have no idea.
I mean, $200, $1,000. I have no idea. Like
probably
can't put a price on these things.
You
can
probably
make it.
He was almost there. Be quiet. He's gonna.
I'd say I've probably got a couple that are close to $1,000.
Fuck, really? Jesus Christ.
I had
Christ.
A couple magic cards that are close to $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't even know. Like, I've
How
got a lot
always
of...
the fucking poor guy? God damn.
I've got a lot of comics
well,
that are
poor.
Like...
I said my cards are worth right, much. Exactly. I don't have...
Like the first time, like, this guy drew a comic book. I have it. I don't know what it's worth, but it's probably worth something because that guy became big. The first time this character got introduced... And it fluctuates. It's like, I have the first appearance at Deadpool. If I would have sold that right when fucking Deadpool movie came out, I probably would have made a lot more money. Like, I used to have, like, 1 through 6 of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they were the only comics I've ever sold because, like, the first time TMNT got really big, I was a poor college student, and people were like, I'll give you hundreds of dollars for each episode.
TMNT.
I was like, done.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
So the only thing I've collected, I have guitars. I mean, I have, like, I think I have 9 guitars.
Amps,
but
guitars,
I was
going to
say, yeah, you can't really see it in my video. I can in my preview up here, but not on the screen, is like old radios. I have some antique radios, like old silver tone radios and whatnot that they're behind me. They look cool. Some of them function, and I do have a few amps. I probably have like 5 functional guitar amps. I wish I had more. I guess if I had money, that would probably be a crazy thing. I'd probably have like a wall full of like vintage guitar amps. Not that I'm good enough to warrant playing them, but I like having them.
Right.
I could see
if I had money, I'd have all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I'd forget what I had.
Yeah, exactly. If you had money, you wouldn't have money because you'd be buying crazy fucking cool
no.
shit. Yeah.
I'd make investments.
I think if I had money, one of the first things I would chase would be a fucking badass vintage video game arcade.
Yeah. What game? What's your game?
Oh, I don't even. I probably couldn't narrow. I would buy like
pinball.
Tons of video games.
I mean, how vintage though? Like Galaga, Miss Pac-Man,
oh, yeah.
Street
the,
Fighter.
Really, like, the first I would probably
He's
buy.
Having an orgasm. Right
realistically,
now.
The first game I would probably buy would be Donkey Kong Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That was like a fucking conscious altering experience as a child.
You should build a main
because it was like there was cabinet. Mario Brothers, and like I played it, and there was Donkey Kong, and I played it, and I remember vividly walking around the corner at Myers Thrifty Acres and seeing Donkey Kong Jr. and it just blew my fucking dome.
You should trade a couple comic books. You probably make that happen. A man of your position. I bet the guy that wants the comic books might have the arcade.
Yeah,
game.
I don't think they're that expensive.
No, they're not
$100.
But for shitty quality, I'd want to upgrade and get them all nice looking. Nice ones are expensive. Shitty ones are cheap.
You can build them too. They have those meme arcades, but you don't want that. You want an OG one.
Yeah, I
want to. You're okay if it's restored, as long as it's restored original, like purist.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
You want the quarter thing to work? You want to go
by OG?
Play?
Oh, I want the quarter thing to work.
Yeah. OG mean original
full
geek.
Deal. Yeah, that's right. Fuck yeah, it does. Okay, to Brad, Brant, and Dave, I think if you didn't say that part, it would have already been. Just saying. This is from Justin Jensen.
Hmm.
What would be your ultimate project to build or create if money was no object? These questions are all about collections and
maybe
so
is, that's weird. Maybe because I read the questions before and spun off of it.
I want to build a hot rod, like an expensive hot rod, but they're expensive.
Like what kind of car?
Probably like a 66 Chevelle, something like that.
That is expensive.
69 Camaro would be cool. Actually, the car I really, 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 really want is a Mustang Fastback, like a 69.
What's Mondo's? Have you seen Mondo's?
He has a 68. Yeah. I said 69, motherfucker.
I don't know. That's why I said, what's Mondo?
No, his is nice. He's got a $20,000 car.
Yeah.
Like that. And it's all stock.
My bus is happening. And so for those that think that
there's the 70s though,
they're like, I hope you're spending my Patreon money on that instead of some stupid microphone or audio equipment. I'm not though. I'm trading. I'm putting myself in debt. I've traded computer work for all of that. I really have spent like no money on that bus. I bought a fucking, like an 88 Isuzu Trooper. Remember that piece of shit? Mm-hmm. And I traded the Isuzu Trooper and a movie projector, like a fucking in focus, like, you know, PowerPoint fucking business projector for a Volkswagen bus, which is my current bus that didn't run. The engine was fucked and it was just hosed. And then, so I think that was like $1,400. And then I bought stuff for the engine. So I'm probably in that $1,100. And the only other thing I've paid for is the headliner. I think everything else I've traded computers and or computer work. And when that thing's done, I think it's going to be worth like between $10,000 and $14,000. Because it's been completely fucked. The bodywork has been done inside and out, engine, like compartment, everything. Yeah. That thing's going to be really clean. It's coming along. Yeah. And I never would have been.
I'd want one of those like 15 windows or whatever. The fucking 21 windows.
Yeah. That shit's $120,000. Those are fucking. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
I can get like a fucking rusted bucket for like,
dude, even 30. The rusted fucking one like that 20. Is like missing.
Now, I've seen them running just piece of shits for like 20 grand.
Yeah.
They're pretty badass though.
Yeah. For one you found in the fucking desert that you have to build out of Bondo. Yeah.
Like they're all there. They're just, you know, shitty.
And I would have to say that I don't want to build or create anything at all.
That makes sense.
You don't want to make anything? No project?
Correct. Nope.
What about a masturbatorium that helps you write?
Nope.
With slick walls that you can wash down with a touch of a button.
Slick walls.
Kinds of shit that I would like to buy. I don't want to fucking build or create anything.
Yeah, Dave's
I'm not
Dave's
a buildy, creaty kind of a fucking
one person. Time, not Dave wore a bandana and a face mask and sanded a portion of the wall over here. And I could show you the portion he sanded. He got physical.
Lumpy.
Yeah, it's lumpy.
I also wore a bandana and a face mask and swept this whole bitch out twice, though.
Did you?
Because I wanted to turn it into a dojo.
Oh, you did. Come down here and get all dojo. I forgot about that. You had a build a dojo. Mask.
Yeah.
I still have the dustpan from that tiger. Experiment.
It was fucking rough down here.
Dave was going to do Tai Chi, and instead he got mesothelioma. Yep, that's the trade.
That's true.
Yeah, all the Tai Chi in the world doesn't get those fibers out of your lungs.
Rough. No.
Came down here to do something healthy and got cancer.
Yep. Exactly. I'll stop laughing in 10 years. Robin Ferguson asks, what's the best concert that each of you has been to?
So mine's been an ICP concert.
You really went to ICP, yeah?
Oh, fuck yeah. Multiple times. Oh, really? Many times.
Was it Faygo? Did you get Faygoed?
Fuck yeah.
Tell more detail about this. Mine's not going to... You're hard like to follow.
Those concerts were so fucking crazy. Somebody'd always get up on stage and Shaggy 2 Dope would fucking punch him in the face. And then as soon as they landed in the crowd, everybody would kick the shit out of them. Fucking Faygo everywhere. Fucking fun time. I mean, fun time. I mean, not a baby in sight.
Definitions of fun. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Not a baby in sight.
Yeah, good times.
I have to go for my Willie Nelson, like second row center, where I sat between some old people I didn't know, literally like elbow to elbow, because last minute I showed up to the Fox over here and I was like, maybe I'll
because he's going to die.
I was like, I only have $40. Maybe I'll get a nosebleed seat. And I told the girl, I said, hey, are there any tickets left? Cause the concert started 15 minutes ago. She's like, yeah. I said, okay, well, how much?
How much you got?
She said, how much you got? And I was like, I think I told the story before for sure.
$20.
And I was like, I don't know. She's like, how about second row center? But you got to sit between some old people you don't know. Cause there's one seat between like just people you're not going to know. And I was like, fuck, I don't care, but I don't think I can afford that. She's like, dude, the show started. I can sell you this ticket for like $21 or $22 or some shit. So she sold me the ticket for like nothing. It was either like $40 or $22. It was nothing though. It was like $150 ticket.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so, so I did it and I sat second fucking row between some old people, like the whole, excuse me, pardon me. This is awkward. My ass is in your face. Yeah. I'm going to sit right here between you guys.
Right.
Yeah. It was awkward as fuck, but I didn't care.
I don't know. I went to some good, I don't know. I went, I don't know. I've had so many good concerts.
I've seen crazy, like classic, like I saw George Jones.
I've never seen any classic stuff. Oh, you know what I did go to? I went to a bridge concert up north in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it was this bridge school concert. It was like a,
what's that mean?
Charter bridge school. Concert. I don't know. It's bridge school. That's what it was called. And it was an outdoor, you set outdoor, and it was a full acoustic concert. And fucking Fleetwood Mac, Paul McCartney, Red Hot Chili Peppers, fucking so many like just popular, just iconic groups.
You didn't go to Ozfest with me and Steve.
No, rough. But what was cool about that, it was all acoustic. So it was pretty, it was really super cool.
That Ozfest, God, I wish I could go back in time and not do that. That was rough.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to
that. I thought I was going to get trampled. That shit was fucking.
ICP concert.
Like that, yeah?
Right.
I had to climb a chain link fence because that's just the way the crowd was walking. Like, and we had to just like fucking climb the fence and go over it with a wave of people. It was gnarly.
Man. Concerts, man. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So I can't decide on one because I have various experiences. The one that I'm most proud of having attended was the final concert that Milli Vanilli did before they were exposed as a fraud.
You were there?
Not the one where they right. fucked
the one,
up.
The one where they were still good.
The one where they were still good. It was at a county fair in Michigan, and it was part of some fucking horrible MTV summer concert tour in like 1989. And
you still had the fro.
It was no, I had a mohawk. Dreads.
Mohawk.
I
want to see that.
Years.
Like a street. He's like a Street Fighter
and
character.
But bunch of shitty bands. Milli Vanilli was the headliner. We actually left like two songs into Milli Vanilli because we were there to see other bands whom I don't even remember. But I watched the first two tracks of Milli Vanilli, and then the next day on MTV News, they were in Detroit and they got busted for being fake. So I saw the last legit Milli Vanilli concert that I'm proud of.
That's kind of cool. Did they ever show the people that did the voices?
I'm sure they did.
I don't remember that coming up.
Nostalgia wise, I would say my favorite was going to the Fresh Fest in Cobo Hall in Detroit, which was in the 80s. And it was Curtis Blow, Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, Houdini,
and
LL Cool J. Oh,
man.
Just fucking dope as dope can be, dude. Oh, fuck, it was the first concert I ever went to. Super dope. So fucking awesome. But I have to say, musically, the best concert I will probably ever go to in my life was 2000 Hollywood Bowl Prince. I don't think I will ever see a better concert than that concert was. Completely fucking
all my concerts are like country concerts because that's what my parents took me to when I was younger. And then I chose to go to Willie Nelson.
I keep having like concerts. I forgot I've been to so many concerts.
Yeah,
I went to Tech N9ne showed up at Aldo's.
Oh, nice.
And like,
are you serious?
At Aldo's.
What the fuck?
Like, that's like a nightclub here and it's like small. And we waited 4 hours after the show was supposed to start because their audio equipment inside of Aldo's wasn't good enough. So Tech N9ne ordered in all new audio equipment. They set it up and there was like literally 40 people in the concert. I was literally from here to Dave to Tech N9ne. He was like fucking yelling at me in my face. Fucking,
crazy.
It was pretty awesome. A Cypress Hills fucking good concert.
Oh, fuck. But also, have you listened to Prophets of Rage?
Mm-mm.
Have you checked them out? Mm-mm. I like a friend of mine texted me about them a while ago. And I was like, you should check out Prophets of Rage. It's kind of like, and they were like, it's kind of like if Public Enemy met Rage Against the Machine.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's
rap rock, though.
Well, but here's the thing. I finally looked it up like a week ago. It's Rage Against the Machine with Chuck D rapping.
Oh,
it's not like I'm like, really, asshole. You could have like 2 months ago. Like, it's not like Public Enemy meets Rage Against the
Machine.
Okay. And the guy from if I might be wrong, but I think the other it's Chuck D and it's I think the main guy from Cypress Hill.
Oh, Be Real.
Yeah. They're like the two voices. And then Rage Against the Machine does the music.
Yeah,
and it's like brand new music. I've seen a couple of YouTube videos and it's fucking dope. But the reason that I bring it up is because it was another dope concert experience. The reason I joined student government at Cal State was because my brother and I launched a plan to bring Public Enemy to Cal State Bakersfield. and the opening act was Rage Against the Machine, and it was about a month before their album dropped.
The Evil Empire, the good one?
The first one, whatever yeah, their Evil first Empire. Album was. So there's a chance that my brother and I are the reason that Prophets of Rage exist.
Maybe.
Because that good. Might be where they met each other yeah, for the first. Good. That was probably where they met each other for the first time.
Yeah, Rage is a good concert.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
So those are
I don't know. I've been to a lot of concerts.
Yeah, I started thinking while you guys were talking, like Weezer, yeah. Tenacious D, a bunch of other shit that I did go to. Yeah,
Tenacious D is pretty good.
Yeah, they're funny, dude. Good. Jack Black did his whole fucking set in like tidy whiteys, dude, like sweaty ass tidy whiteys with a toy saxophone that they brought out on a velvet pillow that he presented like it was a fucking like sacred fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Was
they
were good. LA or
that was in Long Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that one where I broke into the orchestra pit where we snuck through like some open right. security door and ran through and then just like changed our fucking hats and jackets and shit and like went into the crowd. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw Sublime in a small club and with the original singer, and then I saw Drowning Pool before Dave died. So yeah, I've seen a lot of, yeah, no, the other Dave.
Oh.
He let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh.
As he should.
Yeah.
Okay, like one Corbett. Final question, and then we'll wrap it up. It's from Mike Jizzy. Mike Jizzy.
I know him.
What was everyone's first vehicle, and what's been your favorite vehicle since?
I had a 1985 Chevy Blazer, and I was stoked to get that shit, except for it was a fucking piece of shit. That thing had this computer control thing that would go out that cost $250. And when it would go out, it would foul all the plugs. Ah, so I literally had
so it cost you $500.
Well, what I would do is if you turn it off, it would just diesel and never stop. So you'd have to like put it in fucking drive and kill it so that it would turn off. And then I had a fucking socket and a ratchet for the plugs so that if I went to the store or anywhere that I had to turn it off, I would just try not to turn it off and get like go through the drive through, do whatever I had to do. But when I would get there, if I had to turn it off, I got so good at it though, dude. I had a metal brush, a little bit of lighter fluid, a fucking Folgers coffee can, and the fucking plug wrench and everything. So nice. I would fucking jump out, pull all the plug wires, pull the plugs, clean all the fucking, all the black residue off all the
that's
fucking plugs.
A fucking shit show.
Put them all back in, snug them down, and put everything back and get it and start. It would start right up. But every time you turn it off, it'd be like, forever, dude. I swear to God, I thought it was like, it went like 20 minutes one time. Me and my friend were just staring at it. I was like, that can't be good for it. Like, it can't be okay. And then finally someone showed me, oh, if you just put it in park, or put it, I'm sorry, put it in drive it'll and then turn off, it fucking tries to jump and would turn off. Yeah. So that's that was that. But, after that, my favorite car's gotta be the bus for sure. Cause I didn't have anything cool in between. I drive a 4Runner. But that thing lately, man, it's a Toyota and I'm all about Toyotas, but fuck, it's one thing after another with this fucking thing lately, but it is old. It's a 2000 Toyota 4Runner, but the body style is cool. So it doesn't look that old. At least I don't feel like it looks old. But lately, man, I mean, it's just finally got enough miles, I guess. It's approaching 200,000.
Yeah.
Just little shit every time I turn around. Still not making a payment, you know, but.
My first car and favorite car are one and the same. It was a 1977 Ford LTD station wagon. It was monkey piss yellow with fake monkey wood paneling. Piss. It was fucking fan. It was a colossal boat.
Hell yeah.
Fucking massive boat, like
you know, the driving in that thing.
You'd be driving through like the
Dave
Michigan.
Is like dazed and confused. He either had a fucking orange fro or a mohawk driving that thing. Which was it?
It was the mohawk.
Damn, driving that fucking banana boat with wood grain on the side.
And like, I mean, I'd be driving in Michigan, and you would see like the car ahead of you just hit a patch of black ice and fucking slip all over the place. Not this bitch. This was fucking 80 tons of steel. Fucking driving down the road, like the full like backward facing back seat, like. Just fucking amazing.
Fuck
yeah, it did. Because it was like the middle seat, and then in the very back, it was the backward facing thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of back seats, the back seat on that Blazer, the latch was broken, like that you have to pull for the seat to lay down. And as far as I'll go is I could hit the brakes hard and the back seat would just lay down. I'll just say that. I made it for a big open space.
So the thing was such a fucking tank that at one point I was driving to work. I worked at Bob's Big Boy. I was driving to work. I was stopped at a stoplight and I had a do-rag on. To keep my hair down.
The mohawk, the fucking banana boat, working at the fucking burger joint.
Bob's Big Boy. My do-rag, like, landed on the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately turned around because I thought my friend Troy or my brother were in the back seat hiding the entire time and had just like flicked my do-rag off. So I turned around ready to punch somebody and there was nobody in the back seat. And like, I'm looking straight through the back. There's nothing out the back window. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why did my do-rag just fly off of my head forward? And I'm waiting for the light. The light turns green and I'm right in front of the police station in Battle Creek. And as the light's turning green, like a cop like pulls in front of me and stops mid intersection with its lights on. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Just so you know, I had 57 simulations of do-rag fucking flying off your head, like birds, squirrels. I cannot figure it out yet. I'm hanging on the words.
I got fucking rear-ended.
Oh, you just didn't know?
No, not in this fucking boat. So the cop is like making some signal that I should get out of the car.
There's enough inertia to knock the rag off your head.
Nothing. I felt nothing.
That's weird.
And I got out of the fucking car and I'm looking at the cop and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And he like points behind me because I already looked at the back window and there was nothing behind my car. So he like walks around behind and I walk around behind wondering what the fuck is going on. And the guy that rear-ended me was completely, his radiator was snapped in half and he was completely buried under the fucking station wagon. And ironically, it was the guy who sat directly behind me in algebra class. Which I thought was funny because I was the guy that rear-ended me. He didn't ever think it was funny. I thought it was hysterical. So I put my car in drive and drive around and park in the fucking parking lot. And literally all it did was knock rust off the tow hitch. And his car was completely fucking totaled. Nice. And it was like a week old brand new car.
That happened to my mom. She had a Volvo. And it was like she was sitting at an intersection in a big ass fucking truck. Like an older truck, though. It would be, you would think the scenario was like a 70s fucking Ford or something, which you would think would have fucked her car up. Mm-hmm. But those are crazy, I guess. It knocked her all the way in the intersection and fucking totaled the truck.
Yeah.
And it bent her trunk and like broke a taillight. Yeah. It looked like fine. Nothing happened.
Yeah, really. Nothing happened. It was awesome.
And mine was a 1990 red Ford Explorer.
Ford Explorer.
Garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one of those very.
It was my I actually white. Really liked it. Like, yeah. It was a cool, it was my first car.
Right.
Like, I was, 18, mm-hmm. and I bought it myself. So I was, like, super proud. So it was like a work truck. And I worked for this guy who, fucking total dick, let me fuck myself over and didn't say anything, right? So it was out in the back. He had two of them. One of the other guys wanted one and he was going to sell me the other one. So he's like, I don't know how much you want to pay for it. And I'm like, I don't know. And I look at it and I'm looking at it and it's clean. You know, it's got new tires on it. It's clean. And everything works. It had power windows and everything. And I look, it's got 30,000 miles on it. And I'm like, oh, wow, man, this thing's nice. So I blue book it out and it's like $8,000. And I'm like, cool. Like
salvage title or something?
No, salvage title. No. So I go to the bank, you know, do all the stuff, get the money for the $8,000, sell it to him. Right. My other buddy that worked with me bought the other one for like $1,500. Right. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Wait a minute. Something's wrong here. Right. I find out how much he buys it for. Turns out it's got 230,000 miles on it.
Oh,
didn't fucking say shit to me. Let me buy it. Fucking, and the transmission went out on it. Fucking all kinds of bullshit happened to it. Like, it was just a pile of shit.
That's the story. I fell asleep at the wheel and fucking rear-ended a guy.
Mm-mm.
I was driving a little Mazda B2000 pickup. Or No, I was driving my Toyota, 91 Toyota, little, not even Tacoma. They were just Toyota pickups at that point, right? So, but it was stick. And I was fucking super tired, dude. And I came up to a stoplight and I was just like, I just gotta get home. I was taking a nap. I have to go to my other job or something. I was so fucking tired. I pulled up to the stoplight. And it was hot outside. There was no AC. And I fucking fell asleep and let my foot off the clutch. And the fucking car was all boom and fucking hit the truck in front of me.
Fuck.
And I woke up like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Like, I wanted to go to sleep so bad. I was so tired. And this fucking guy just goes,
oh, good. You're
and
good.
I was like, fuck it. I don't care either. And he just
fucking, he never got out?
No, he just went and I went. We were on the same path. He never he pulled was over. Drunk. And I just fucking went home.
No shit.
He had an old shitty truck. I had an old shitty truck. We were like, fuck it, man. And I went home. I was like, thank God. I just want to go to sleep. That's all I cared about. I didn't even look at my bumper. I don't think I didn't even check that shit. I just went home and took a nap.
Well, that's that.
That's it.
Well, we got some funny ass things. I don't know if I can go back looking through there, but yeah, you're saying peace to people.
Oh, the camera's over there. Hey.
Oh, look at this. It's the $8 whiskey. If you're looking for a good time, that's how you do it. That's so hard to line that up.
It's like off. Yeah. That one.
All right.
There's this one.
Dave wants to go to sleep.
I do.
Coffee. I don't know. Oh, do I have to finish it?
All right. Yes.
I guess that's it. You know our sponsors. Go to patreon.com. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Go to patreon.com/sofakingpodcast. And bid.
If you're hearing this, but $10, you want to
watch it, yeah. $10 or more a month, and you got live video on this episode, possibly others coming soon.
I'm going to fix my camera because Gaysa said I look like a midget, but you guys are giant men and I'm a wee man.
I think this is accurate. Dave's a little bigger than me.
Yep.
You're small. Mm-hmm. I think it's good.
I'll take it.
All right. Don't be a retard.
Seconds for meeting what the Mossberg had to offer, and feed my thoughts of Christ to the altar. I wake up on a red floor, axing a dead whore. My dick chewed up, why let this bitch give me head for? Pigs trying to kick down a door, I'm out for me. Opened a sliding glass door and hopped off the balcony. Fell 30 flights to cars on 10th Ave. Landed on a FedEx disguised meth lab. And after it blew up, I woke up and threw up. Stuck my hand in my pants, my shit ain't chewed up. Wiped the puke from my face, then leave this place. With a 4 or 5 in the waist at an elitist pace. No breathing space, I step out and show face. Within 3 minutes, I'm approached for H. Then it's shotgun to neck, now lose the weapon. And my skull fragments painted the sky for seconds. Back to my brain like my brain is a home. While I rode with the fame, I still aim at the throne. All my peers all sleep and I'm the only one not weak. Or am I unconscious dreaming? I'm making a speech. Is this reality or my memory getting mileage? Am I staring at the sun of blood vessels in my eyelids? Do I make music or is music making me? Is this really all death or just my awakening? I pick my head up with a face full of drool. Look around the classroom, now I'm some geek in high school. Get fucked with in the hallway and can't do shit. Put write names on bullets and fill a few clips. No need for rags and vodka. Got a locker with enough firepower of the war with helicopters. First click to pass, I'm clicking the realest. Each adolescent fist holding thought police killers. And I ain't paying for the clips I'm spending. When I shoot up the crowd like a heroin convention. Fed stormed the building for the sick boy with balls. Made of steel, put shit through toilet stalls. See my teacher's dead through holes in the door. Unalerted the cops outside holding the floor. I exit the bathroom in a roulette parade. Getting shot the fuck up but smoke some pigs on the way. Back to my brain like my brain is a home. While I rode with the fame, I still aim at the throne. All my peers all sleep and I'm the only one not weak. Or am I unconscious dreaming? I'm making a speech. Is this reality or my memory getting mileage? Am I staring at the sun of blood vessels in my eyelids? Do I make music or is music making me? Is this really all death or just my awakening? I open up my eyes to get cracked in the face. 6 times when I'm asked for combos to a safe. My wife on a couch, dying, raped and shot. While the gunman argue on where to take the yacht. Assuming I'm rich, playboy bitch, my own boat. And if I don't start speaking, I'ma lose my throat. They start chumming the water with my dead hoe and laugh. Forced me to see great white snack on the lower half. Locked off my arm, threw it in, no guns to shoot. Think of 3 past deaths and find an escape route. All I have to do is wake up, lift the mast, and get shot off the boat in my back to get ripped in half. I wake up screaming with a shotgun in church, fiending to kill myself, but I don't know if I'm still dreaming. 50-50 chance I'ma die and go straight up or straight to hell. Either fucking way, I'ma wake up.
Oh, fuck.
And sound like that gave you evidence that kids were learning.
Well, look at the price. That's what I was just looking at. And that's
this my shit right here.